Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Talk about something here that's a little bit complicated, but I think our next guest can help make this all better. Robert McDowell was the commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission from 06 to 2013, and he is going to join us right now to talk to us about a vote happening today with the FCC. Robert McDowell, good morning and welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's great to be on WMAL. I was an intern at WMAL in 1985.
Really?
And you escaped.
I escaped. I went on to regulate radio stations.
There you go. You know all of our deep, dark secrets then.
Yeah, it's important to be nice to your interns, too.
That's true. So, you know, people throw around the term net neutrality, and no one, I don't think most people really know what net neutrality is. And the FCC is taking a vote today regarding rolling back net neutrality. So explain to us what it is first, and then we can talk about rolling it back.
Right, and this issue gets really oversimplified, and there's a lot of needless panic out there. So the term net neutrality actually has no legal definition. There's a law professor named Tim Wu who coined that term in 2004. But the idea generally has been, since the first Bush term when Michael Powell was chairman of the FCC, that consumers ought to be able to go where they want on the Internet, provided it's lawful, use the applications of their choice, download the content of their choice, and maybe upload the content of their choice without any anti-competitive interference from your Internet service provider. That could be your wireless company, your cable company, et cetera. And so over time, this concept of net neutrality becomes sort of an empty vessel into which all sorts of people pour whatever it is they want it to be. And I have to tell you, when I was a commissioner, the most common request I would get from industry groups that compete against one another would be, please regulate my rival, but not me. And so this has kind of morphed into a lot of different things. So there are a lot of laws that were already on the books that kept the Internet open and freedom-enhancing and protected consumers and competition. But in February of 2015, the FCC, for the first time, decided to classify Internet access as an old-fashioned phone service and used a law from 1934 from the Communications Act that was built to regulate the old Ma Bell AT&T monopoly, mm-hmm. and a piece of that law called Title II. And Title II is very powerful, has about 1,000 different requirements and a lot of powerful economic regulation. So what the FCC is proposing to do today, and it's just opening up a public comment period today is what it's doing, is to take away the Title II classification that's only about 2 years old and figure out other ways to keep the Internet open and freedom enhancing. Yeah. So the end goal is that, quote, net neutrality, again, no legal definition of that, but whatever that is, whatever you think that means, doesn't go away, that consumers still have the best experience in the world on the Internet here in the United States, but what is the best legal approach? And so there's all this flack in the huge public affairs campaign and lots of people getting ginned up that the Internet's going to crash. And, you know, my response to them is, well, what was it like before February of 2015?
Yeah.
Has anything changed? No. And so what has changed is that Title II law has started to, there's some studies anyway that show that it's starting to decrease investment in the infrastructure that's needed to make the Internet run. And so that's a bad thing. So what can we do to make it win-win-win for network operators like wireless companies, consumers, and content and application providers?
Does this really come down to a difference of opinion about how the net should operate between people who are consumers and people who are the Internet providers? I mean, the cable companies don't like what this idea, do they?
Well, that's a bit of an oversimplification.
I mean, it's a very complex issue. I'm just trying to get to what does it mean to most people?
Well, like I said before, do consumers have the maximum amount of freedom to download the content that they want, go to the website they want to go?
How can that freedom be impeded is what I'm trying to figure out.
Right. So under this pre-February of 2015 environment, it wasn't impeded, right? There are other laws. The Federal Trade Commission, to kind of get into the weeds here for a minute, really governs competition law. And so if there's an internet service provider, your cable company, that's acting in an anti-competitive way that harms consumers. There's something called Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act, which was in place to protect consumers and entrepreneurs and tech companies and such, until the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, took away that jurisdiction in February of 2015. So it gets really complicated really fast, but if you kind of go back to where we were in January of 2015, things were actually pretty good. And what isn't pretty good is the fact that we're seeing diminished investment in infrastructure. So cable companies don't like Title II. They like the concept of net neutrality. It's not the same thing.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, when I hear from the people who are against this, who are all riled up about this vote today, is that if you take away this regulation, this Title II, I guess it is, if you take this away, it allows companies then to have customers who pay for faster speeds, faster downloads, that they can prioritize customers. And if you don't have the money to do something like that, then you're going to get lesser service.
Right. So, first of all, there are a lot of myths out there. So, number one is there's already paid prioritization on the Internet before and after Title II. It may be that companies are paying for it, but there are, you know, content delivery companies that already have bigger, fatter pipes, so to speak, big network pipes that download your movie, let's say, more quickly for your experience. The big question is doing that sort of thing anti-competitive? Is it pro-consumer or is it anti-consumer? If you're downloading a movie, you know, one of the myths about net neutrality is it's a concept where all internet traffic should be treated equally. You've probably read that. Actually, you don't want it all treated equally. If you're downloading a movie, you want your movie. You don't want it to be jammed up or, you know, fragmented or frozen because of an email or a cat video or something else. You want that movie to have priority as you're downloading it over other stuff, spam, for instance. So, again, it gets complicated really quickly, but what Title II does is it complicates the picture of what you can do here. And again, if consumers were going to be harmed, if it's anti-consumer, there were laws already on the books before the FCC acted in 2015.
And this becomes more important when, as many, many people believe, that the cable companies will become mostly internet providers in the future and everything will go digital.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's an interesting trend. And it's not cable as much as also wireless.
Right.
So, you know, I've got three kids, a 17-year-old son, a 15-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old son. And they are watching on their mobile devices, largely, more and more, right? So that's where the eyeballs are going. In fact, they're listening right now on a mobile device to this show. So, you know, you have to wonder, you know, so what does that all mean? And the way the wireless networks work, the physics of it are different from a cable network. But you're right. We're going to what we call an over-the-top world where we are buying connectivity and then we're separately buying the content. And the old days of the linear cable world from the 80s and 90s that we had, that you and I had, are quickly going away.
I think you're right. Now, well, listen, fascinating stuff. We really appreciate you joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And tell the kids we said hello.
I will. Okay, thank you. We'll do. Thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.